This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers and sisters. This is a portion of another verse from the Quranic Reflection series, and it is found in Surah Al-Baqarah. Ilahukum ilahun wahid. Your God is one God. That's verse 162. This verse addresses the fact that Allah is the one and only true God. So the first point of reflection is that the oneness of Allah is the most important concept in Islam. It is known as Tawheed. From the Islamic perspective, everything else in existence springs from it. It remains at the core of every concept, every principle, every thought in Islam. The second point of reflection is that since Allah's unique oneness is so basic and fundamental to the faith, the believers are required to do all that they can to maintain Allah's unique oneness. This, of necessity, involves identifying everything that opposes it and rejecting them in faith, words, and deeds. The third point of reflection is that Allah warned us of making our desires our gods. Allah said, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Haven't you seen the one who takes his desires as his God? Our main desire is to be pleased. So in search of pleasure, we become enslaved or addicted to the material pleasures of this world, which are endless. And we usually end up destroying ourselves. The Prophet ﷺ warned us that if we make wealth our God, our lives will be miserable. He said, "Ta'isa abdu dirham wa abdu dinar." The life of the worshipper of the dinar and the dirham will always be wretched. We should keep that in mind. So many people earn, gather, accumulate huge amounts of wealth only to destroy their lives, commit suicide, harm their families, etc. Don't think that money brings happiness. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.